Last week on WBHM, we spoke with noted civil rights attorney Fred Gray. He discussed the Montgomery bus boycott and the lawsuit that led to a Supreme Court decision to desegregate the bus system. In the second part of our conversation, exploring those historic times, Fred Gray talks with Greg Bass about voting rights and school desegregation cases and battles with then-Alabama Governor George Wallace.
As a young man growing up in segregated Montgomery, Fred Gray decided he wanted to change the system.
I made a personal, private, secret commitment that I was going to become a lawyer and destroy everything segregated I could find.
That work began with the Montgomery bus boycott. The following year, in 1957, Gray represented a group of African American voters from Tuskegee who were shut out of voting in local elections when the Alabama legislature redrew the city limits in such a way as to remove them from the city. Gray sued the state in federal court, and 3.5 years later, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that race-based gerrymandering was unconstitutional. While the winds of change were blowing through the courts, the state of Alabama refused to quietly acquiesce to desegregation. In 1963, 9 years after the Supreme Court declared segregated schools unconstitutional, not a single public school in Alabama was integrated. In January of 63, George Wallace became governor. Fred Gray recalls his inaugural address.
When I saw him saying segregation today, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever, I felt that that was the beginning. I was going to try to help keep him busy.
That month, Gray filed a desegregation lawsuit against the Macon County Board of Education, and Judge Frank Johnson ordered Macon County to integrate the schools when they opened in the fall. Instead of allowing local whites to comply with the court order, the governor intervened.
But for some reason, George Wallace decided to send the state troopers over here, prohibited, and wouldn't let them desegregate the school. So I concluded if he could do that, we could add him as a party, add the State Board of Education as a party, add the state superintendent as a party, and ask the court to desegregate all of the school systems in the state of Alabama, which were not then on the court order, and to desegregate everything under the control of the State Board of Education.
Gray sued Wallace along with the State Board of Education, and the following year the federal courts ordered the integration of all Alabama public schools. Gray sued Wallace again over the Selma to Montgomery march.
They called me after Bloody Sunday that evening and asked me to come over and John Lewis, and I had another contact with him, and time won't permit me to go into all that. But I represented him. And before the close of day, the next day, I filed a case of Williams versus Wallace. It is that case that laid the foundation and made it so they could move from march from Selma to Montgomery and ultimately the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965.
Frank Johnson not only granted the Selma marchers the right to finish their march, but he also compelled the state of Alabama to provide police protection for them. In 1972, Gray represented the survivors of the Tuskegee Syphilis Study, a group of African Americans who were followed by the federal government to observe the effects on men when the disease is untreated. The resulting class action against the United States led to compensation for the survivors and ultimately an apology from President Bill Clinton. When Gray was preparing his autobiography, he spoke with the elderly George Wallace, who apologized for his racist past. Gray believes his conversion was sincere. At 84, Fred Gray still practices law in Tuskegee. He says four things need to happen before we can finally destroy segregation.
One, they need to realize that while we made a tremendous amount of progress, that racism in this country is still a major problem. Secondly, it's not going to go away by itself. The Montgomery bus boycott didn't start by itself. Selma to Montgomery march didn't start by itself. So you're going to have to come up with a plan to do away with racism. And once you get a plan is no good unless the third thing, you have to implement it. And then everybody wants all these problems to be solved, but they want somebody else to solve them. It's going to take everybody working together to solve them. It's going to have to start at the top with a loud voice saying racism, it's wrong, we're going to eradicate it. Then they're going to need to come up with a plan, and then we can solve the problem. But it has not ended yet.
A revised edition of Fred Gray's autobiography, Bus Ride to Justice, was released in 2013. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.